Blog Talk Radio.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
Yo, this is the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. He done stepped out for a moment. He's at the auto sales and taking care of a little business. And we got Mr. Mark from the 901 Bad Boy. Going to help him out a little bit tonight. He's a stand-in host. You there, Mr. Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
I don't know it. What you doing for it over there in Tennessee?
We ain't doing them hauling cars. That's about it. We can't see records running, hauling cars.
Well, y'all better haul all day and all night, because when y'all come to Montgomery, we going down on y'all asses over there.
Yeah. Hey, but nigga, don't go on this show talking about them three cars today, man. They don't want to hear that today, man.
No, we ain't talking about them three cars today, because we already done got the moral of that story is, y'all scared of me with them motherfuckers.
Okay, all right. You right, sir. You most definitely right, sir.
Yep.
Right. Oh, that's how David's going and how the baby doing?
Oh, she's doing all right. She's doing all right. Over there cutting up, not ready to eat. Yep. Okay. But, I'm going to ask you like this. Grud racing. What do you think we're going with that grud racing nowadays?
I don't know. A lot of talk.
Think it's taking off or you think we're slowing down? What you think?
I think we're slowing down. There ain't been nothing but a lot of talk lately.
Yeah.
There's been nothing but a lot of talk.
Yeah, I hear people saying, you know, a lot of racers are only coming out to the shootouts and for paid appearances, but they ain't really not just doing no real grudge or not. You think that's
true? Yeah, I think, yeah, that's most definitely true on that.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like DJ Grant and y'all, and you won't raise nobody, won't run, won't show up and show out.
Well, it ain't a problem with me. Y'all won't do right. You know, I've been trying to get y'all, but y'all wouldn't go. Y'all want me to jump out my class, but I think I'm going to pull my boots up and draw them shoestrings up pretty tight. I think I'm going to see what that motherfucker do with y'all.
And you see what you just talking about how people are too much talking, not enough racing. That's exactly what's going on right now. Everybody worry about what somebody else got. Get in the box and race. How you going to win or lose?
That's it. My buddy said today, you going to go and get with them or what? I said, yeah, we might as well go and get that. They going to rent me with the mother car, so I might as well go and rent their big car.
I so hate that. Yep. I hate you like that.
So, it is what it is. So when we come down to big drag, Ray, I guess we're going to officially lock it in when we get closer to the date, because anything can happen. I guess we'll lock in when we get closer to the date. How about that?
Well, you know me. Everybody tell you, lock your ass in that. Damn that date. Be ready when that date is in. Make me do something.
No,
lock your ass in.
Y'all ain't getting no more punk out money from me. Hell no. Y'all got it one time. Y'all ain't getting no damn more.
Well, you know you're going to do it, so lock your ass in on it.
No, anything
happens. If you know you're going to run us, you're going to lock your ass in on it. That's as simple as that. That's why we don't care about locking in, because we know we're going to run y'all. We know who we're going to run. So, of course,
we're doing a lot of testing. We've been doing a lot of testing, because we're changing a good little bit of things, and, that bit might fly into the wall, anything. We don't change things, so we got to see what's up. Anything might happen.
Okay. Yep. Well, right now you ain't got no oil fresh, so what my buddy
yeah,
I got.
Yeah, yeah, I got oil fresh. I got that in the trailer now and knocked that bitch off. That bitch got oil fresh. We just ain't tested it.
Okay. Well, Well, you need to be trying to go find out something.
Man, it'd be
random. I know how all you guys are. Go 10. Well, next Tuesday or so, when I get on this show, you beating your chest, I know you must ran a decent number. You just thank you, say, I'm going to still lock your ass in. Are you going to show me you can run that motherfucker on me?
Let me cast that reel back in.
That's an old fishing. You don't know how to fish.
Man, you crazy. I tell you what. Next time I come that way, you better be caught by no water, goddamn it. You better be caught by the bow tool in the water. And I'm out fish your ass in the wilderness.
But, nigga, ain't nothing you gonna beat me in for talking. You ain't gonna beat me in that. I know you. All thing you is shorter than me. I'm just tall. You gotta stick your head in there, too, sharp.
Man, you ain't tall to me, man. I don't know what make you think that because you poked your chest out and raise up a little bit. That make you tall to me. You ain't tall. All right.
Okay. I tell you what, get that little two inch heel off your shoe and see.
I ain't got no two-inch on my damn. I had some damn Adidas on when I saw you. I had no damn heels on no boots.
That was tight. You know, they make them shoes now. For a minute, they make them shoes. They're sick. They got heels inside of
them.
I tell you, when we see you out of town, watch and see what they say. You finally got you one. You got one shorter than you.
Oh, yeah, I saw that damn video you made, too, talking about I'm in a goddamn ambulance with turbo teens. I ain't in no damn ambulance.
I left your boots to see that. I forgot to go get the boots to see that trailer and get to them, let them take it with them.
Okay.
You don't be in there.
I
can bet you, if you do something, you do any kind of racing, Montgomery, you won't be in there.
I bet I will.
Well, we'll
come
see. All kinds of stuff. Huh?
I'm coming to support Big Dragon. We're gonna get to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we come. Ain't no secret about that. That's a trust. You know, we gonna be there. We gonna be there to get you in Turbo 10. Might as well make y'all up at home.
Okay. I hear you.
You can't talk in.
Well, let me, Larry, what do you think about that question I had about the grill race? Did you hear me on that?
No, I didn't hear. What was it, bud nigga?
I said, do you think we going somewhere? We slowing down or what? A lot of racers only want to come out to shootouts and come to paid appearances instead of grill racing. What do you think about that?
I think in my own personal opinion, bud nigga, I think we faded. I think that we fade is because it's too much danger in our life. You know, if we get back to what I said a long time ago, butt naked, remember that drag racing is fun and it's a sport and that we all get together to enjoy it and enjoy each other, man. Once we get it to that level, it's gonna kick off and it's gonna be what it's supposed to be. But until then, it's a steady fade, man. It's fading.
All right. I told him the same thing. It's funny, man. I remember back in the day, a person go get the track, went to up there, lock in, meet me there. Man,
oh, yeah.
You know, you have people lock in, pay their park out money before they come through the gate. Here you go. Carburetor broke.
Big man's a carburetor broke.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Hey, listen, I had one more lock up, buddy. Since I've been out locking Ray, man, I did race. I just keep locking money, and they get away like that. Don't you hear me on these shows? Lock in. You don't get away anyway. Lock in. I know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I know exactly what we're going to do.
I hear you, man. Well, Marlon and Larry, we're gonna catch a couple more calls. We got a few hands up.
All right.
What they think about
okay.
It. 313-747. Who we speaking with tonight? Your mic is live. 313-7047. 313-7047.
What's up,
buddy? What's up? What's going on, homie? Who we speaking with?
It's Lil' Fred from Never Scared. What's happening, Larry?
What's going on, Lil' Fred?
What's going on, baby?
What's happening?
Right. I'm at work. I got a lot of background noise.
Okay. All right. You want to come in on the subject, or you just want to listen in?
I'm going to just listen in, man.
All right, put your phone on mute.
Okay.
Appreciate you calling in, man. 219-2285. Mike is live. Who are we speaking with tonight?
What's going on? Where's that guy?
What's going on, homie? Let the listener know
what
we're talking to.
This Leon, Governor of Indiana.
Right,
what's happening, Mark?
What's
Leon?
Going on, little Leon?
What you guys know good, man?
You got
it, man.
Trying to
get it in.
You know what I think about that? I think everybody's getting too friendly. Everybody's getting too friendly. So one friend don't want to race the other friend. And then another one, everybody want to wait the special events to race. I remember back in the day, we used to just come down and race each other. Now they want to wait certain days they want to race. It's just crazy, man.
Yep. I agree with that, too. That's a good point.
I'm glad.
You're right, man. I agree. I concur with that.
Too many friends. Everybody got so friendly, now they don't want to race each other. They get on somebody else's team.
Yeah. That's true, man. I got a friend, too, like that, Leon. His name is Wick. Wick, nigga, we want to race. You going to join my team? I'm going to join your one.
Say what now?
I got a friend named Wick, goddamn. He told me I'm a John Hill team, but I'm a John Hill one. He gonna join mine, he gonna join Hill, goddamn it. We ain't gonna rake. That's how we gonna cut me out when he get on here.
We can't tell him,
yeah. All right, Leon, well, we're going out to the next caller. And,
all right, I'm
the one on this.
Put that up.
901.
Yeah,
I can tell you what's wrong.
if you don't play your part, it won't be nothing.
But wait, you and me, who the hell? When you come to the track, you got a lot of guys. You got a lot of people to help you. You know, I got my guys to help me, but a lot of times they can't spend no money like your guys can spend money. So that
makes sense. If my guys don't come, me and Mark used to come by ourselves. We used to do the same thing Tony Bynes doing. Drive the car trailers there, lead up, work on the cars, me, him, and her, or whoever. And they don't come, guess what? We're going to go back to doing it ourselves. We do got some guys that help us now that are a little racing. And I appreciate them guys. You know, they come out, they don't really, we give them some, but they don't really want nothing. They're doing it from the heart. You know, I do got a bunch of guys that little racing and you know, and hang around the shop, and they just learn the stuff from being around us. And they might can take this stuff and go far with it, too, one day. But at the same time, there are no excuses. There's no excuses. There are no excuses, Leon. I can't give you none. You see what I'm saying? When I get to the track, I can't be like Cole Killer and Johnny A. Beard up there in Marlin. Don't race yourself. I got to run somebody. But they're going to be on my ass. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no excuses. It's just simple as that. Just like the little situation Edmund Allen was in this weekend. When they first run Tree Man and they getting a lot of feedback because they saying they didn't race and this and that. That's what they need to get. They need that feedback because you forced the race. Fuck all in and let me don't get me wrong. Edmund Hall is a fan of mine. I love Edmund Hall and I know they're a race. But whatever you got to do, you got to give a grudge race off. I don't give a damn if you got to them to curse them out. To make them race you. Make them mad at you. You got to race. That's the bottom line. Ain't no excuses. Ain't no way around it. You got to race. Everybody, I know I can, if you got family things, I can understand it because I got them. That means you can't, you got to bag up. You got to bag up and get off the scene and tend to your family. Because you know, I might have to do that next year. You see what I'm saying? I ain't saying it to nobody, but now on one might have to take a break next year, you know, and get back to our needs. I got a company I run that I ain't running it like I supposed to and this and that and a lot of other things, personal things. But, you know, right now, if we're going to get the Grudge Game back where it needs to be with Bud Nick, question is, and what everybody else is questioning, we all got to race. Ain't no excuse. When you get to the track, you got to run something. I don't give a fuck if you got bigger tires, bigger motor, bigger whatever, bigger money. Make them book that money down. Make them come down, you know, and you got to race. Ain't no excuse. And that's just the bottom line.
But goddamn it, you ain't never said an amazing sentence. You say it's an amazing sentence, goddamn it, you fall in your fucking.
That's the bottom line, man. If we want the thing to get to where it need to be, to the top, everybody got to do like Tony Bynes doing. You got to race, man. That's just bottom line. I watched him, and I made myself race more. I used to race a lot. Me and Mark used to do a lot of good races, but we used to kind of want to race for money back then. We used to want to run for more money back then. I ain't going to lie. And that kind of stalled a lot of the grudge races because there was so much money involved that you got one man scared, you got the other man hoping he don't race. Break the money down. Now if we break the money down to $3,000, $2,500, stuff like that, we racing more. And that's just what you got to do. If people don't start doing what Tony doing and just trying somebody, and even in the stadium, like if you see a man say, fuck it, I'm going to try you right now, $500, $1,000. That's a good way. It beats going down the track by yourself for free. You know, that's how Tony get a lot of his grudge races in the staging lane. I mean, whatever you got to do, you got to do like ground for pound. Ground for pound grudge races. You can call them guys grudge racers because they get to the track and they run somebody every time they're there. You know, we got to look at these guys and we got to do what these guys doing. I look at ground for pound as a shit. I'm going to do like ground for pound. Me and Marvin, we're going to race. We ain't gonna get to the track and not race. Only way we don't race, we break something that we can't fix or it rains or something like that. Other than that, we racing. If I got to goddamn run somebody that I know faster than me, or that he can be a class car, I'm gonna run him. I don't give a damn. And everybody else got to get like that if they want the game to get back like it need to be. That's bottom line. That ain't no question. Ain't no excuse. Ain't no way around it.
Okay, well, that's a good valid point. And hell, I lean your way too. You said a mouthful then. Sure did. All right, well, Whip, put your mic on mute for a second and come back in. We got a lot of folk with their hands up. Let me see what they got. 773-8424. The mic is live. Who we speaking with tonight?
Good evening now, Button Naked and Mark. With okay, everybody okay. Else, what's happening?
I'm blessed.
Hey, Button Naked, to answer your question.
Hey, man.
Can
got
you hear me?
Background noise.
That ain't me.
Okay,
can
well,
you hear me now?
Let the listener know who you are. I hear you, but let the listener know who you are.
Yeah, this kid out of Chicago.
All right, kid, go ahead and answer that question for us.
Well, I'm going to tell you, well, first of all, money ain't as plentiful as it used to be. And then you don't have the guys out here to grudge race. You don't have no more Bobby Coles. He's not around. Knucklehead is not around. Big June is not around. I mean, these guys, that's, you know, they would grudge race at the drop of a hat. These guys are not around, so everybody else is fading, you know, to the, you know, they fading out. They're not trying to do any grudge racing, you know. So until those guys come back into circulation, grudge racing really is just falling by the wayside.
Okay. All right. Well, kid, we appreciate your input on it. You feel free to come back in. We're going to go to the next caller. We got a 404-2896. Your mic is live.
Yeah.
Who are you speaking with tonight?
Really? The hell yeah, that's Mr. King. That tell me just too loud, man. That's what I told him.
404-2896.
Hey, man, get Whit on the goddamn phone.
He on the phone.
Whit,
what you
want? What you
want
to do, Sam?
What, man?
Damn all that shit you out there trying to damn preach and shit like that.
I ain't gonna be in Montgomery, sir. I ain't gonna be in Montgomery. I'll be in Montgomery on the 22nd. That's the next time I'll be in Montgomery. I'll be in Montgomery on the 22nd. That's the next time I'll be in Montgomery. I'll be in Montgomery on the 22nd. 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 I told you what I'm running you with. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I'm running you with.
Don't worry about the side side, what bigger motor, what the
hell. I don't worry about your side side. How the fuck I'm worrying about your tie side? You got two goddamn turbo. How the fuck I'm worrying about your tie side? You worry about the motor. Now you worry about the turbo. I can't worry how many kids you got on your car.
How many cars
do
you got on your car?
I know you got a five on King Kong. We got a turn on bitch long. Hey, man, I'm going to run you again. I'm going to run you with King Kong. I already told you that. So get
oh,
this through your motherfucking little
King
ass school.
We didn't lose against King Kong.
And I ain't lose against goddamn it that car. You broke either, motherfucker. I lost against that other car. Fuck you mean? Same motherfucking thing.
See, that's one thing you motherfuckers didn't push. You didn't lose against that red car you had over there. So the same goddamn thing. Get your ass up there. It wasn't my car. The goddamn car I lost against in Montgomery. That car. I don't know who that black or Junior is no more, motherfucker. I'll find it, dude. I'll find him. I know what he looked like.
If we have Junior over there and we don't have King Kong over there, I run you with Junior. I ain't got no problem with that. We ain't scaring you with Junior.
We want to look at the insurance. We want a little bit too.
We like the goddamn, it's the law. They say it's the law. You got to have it. So when you bought that turbo pump, you had goddamn insurance. All state, some good insurance. So we just getting a little farmers, that's all.
I said I lock both races in for the 22nd. That's what I do.
Lock no more races in for the 27 because I'm already locked in with goddamn it, Tony Banks with King Kong. And when I get over there and run Tony Banks, I run you with King Kong after I run. That's a promise.
Well, let's lock that in.
Don't do if I heard you call something like that, I'll bring you with Junior. If I heard you call something like that, I'll bring you with Junior.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. How much you and Tony got locked in?
We and Tony got nothing but a little something locked in. It ain't that much.
Okay, well, don't worry about that right there. Why the fuck you want to fuck with Tony then? I'm trying to do something, bro.
Didn't I tell you I'm going to
run? I ain't got to lock you in. I get in.
No.
They locked 1,000. They locked 1,000 on the 25 like I did to you. And I come to Holly Spring. Let's do that.
You said what? I ain't locked. I told them I'm already locked in. When you see me in my room, I'm going to see you.
You don't lock in on one place,
that's a long time, Turbo Tim, for me to be trying to lock.
It don't matter, man. It's a long time.
Right. I just locked Tony in because I know me and him going to shake something. I say I'm going to run you. What part of that you want to say?
Hold on, hold on.
Every time I seen you.
No. Wait. But you ain't, look at here. How many times you locked me in Montgomery? How many times you locked me in Montgomery?
I ain't got to because I'm
you
a runner.
You can't answer that shit, King. You want to lock in when you go to Holly Springs. You want to lock in $1,000 on everything. Every time you want to go to Holly Springs, you want to lock in. But you can't lock in when you come to Montgomery. Lock in $1,000 on whatever.
Hey, man, I told you I'm going to run you. Well, when we get close to the time, I'll lock you in $1,000 on whatever. You
make sure you locked in, Tony.
I locked you in on
like 2 or 3 weeks before we came to Holly Springs.
Right. But we locked in on a broke. I don't want to do that broke shit.
Broke? I'm talking about, hell, I ain't going to be the broke.
I said we locked in.
I know you're talking about on a broke in the car herald or something like that. I know what you're talking about. I ain't going to be broke. I'm going to put my car up until the 22nd.
Well, just have it ready. I'm going to run you when I get over there, Turbo Team.
Okay, well, we're going to lock it in when?
We're locking in when it get close. Because, see, I'm going to Valdosta that day before. You want to meet me over there?
Valdosta? No, man. That's the 21st. I can't do that.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to Valdosta, then I'm coming to goddamn Montgomery.
I can't do nothing on that day. I got something to do on that day. But anyway,
well, do you understand why I want to lock in? Because I don't pay lockup. I want to make sure I can race. So I say, when I get there,
Junior?
I'm going to bring all of them.
Why ain't Junior then? He can be your backup?
I'm going to bring all of them, but I can turn Tad Junior up in goddamn it, Montgomery. I mean, in Valdosta.
Man. All right, man. I can't deal with you. I bet you won't lock in, though. You won't lock in on one place that's over in your hometown, your home place, your home track.
I bet you this. Since you said I ain't going to lock in, bet this. Bet $2,000 that I run your motherfucking ass when I get over there. Bet that.
You might get an account in
the room. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up then. I bet you I run you.
You ain't gonna do nothing, man. I tell you, why you gonna lie in Tony for coming to Montgomery, my home track, damn near. But you gonna lie in a motherfucker all the way in Tony.
Because somebody said they wanted to see me and Tony run over there and this and that, so we locked in yesterday.
Hell, I got the whole Alabama want to see me. I done fuck your ass up, too.
They
say
you fucked me up.
I won't even come.
They say you fucked me up.
I want to see you before then, the 22nd, for real. Where you going to be at, not this weekend coming up, well, next weekend? Where you going to be at next weekend?
Holly Spring.
So you ain't coming out of Holly Spring until the 21st?
I think you got a little sense on it. We're kind of smart.
I ain't coming back to Holly Spring right now. I can't afford
to come over. Wait till I get over there and shut the fuck up. Wait till I get over there and shut the fuck up. I bring you at the Valdosta the day before.
I can't come to Valdosta the day before. I got something to do.
Well, I do. That's what I'm trying to check.
Something to do.
I don't want to lock the car in and I tear the motherfucker up over there.
You do what now?
I don't want to lock it in and then I tear it up. I got a shootout to run in Holly Spring on Labor Day.
Okay, if you tear the car up, you ain't got to pay the lockup money.
Hell no, sir. Well, then don't do that. You fuck me up like
don't
you
do
did it yourself. Last time we went to Montgomery, I said, Turbo, not sure, I said, Wick, same team, we don't owe each other. He's all right.
It wasn't nothing wrong with that car.
He played like something wrong with that motherfucker.
There was something wrong with that goddamn car.
I
pulled the motor out as soon as I got back.
You ain't pulled no motor out.
I did. The lifter was fucked up in that motor.
You pulled the plug out. That's all you did.
hey, Turbo Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Don't act like I'm scared to run you. Like I won't run
you. I ain't saying you scared to run me. I'm not now time says you scared to run me. I'm asking why you can lock in everywhere but, you know, the early trade. I bet you'll lock in for Bad Austin. But you won't lock in, Monzo. You won't lock in.
I didn't say lock in for Bad Austin. I just said meet me over there.
I said I bet you will. I didn't say you said you'll lock in. I said, I bet you will lock in for Bad Austin.
Yeah, I locked you in for Bad Austin. You know why?
And why?
Because I got to run Tony the next day. I know you'll lock me in for more money. So I run you in Bad Austin. If I tie up, I can pay Tony his little bit of lockup. I run Tony with something else.
Okay, you're going to be hurt. I got damn guarantee this time you're going to be hurt. And I bet you that. I'll just bring
him.
Bring him. Make sure you bring it,
man. I'm running to King Kong.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't crying about the tires. I ain't crying about them two or three copper reds. You the one crying.
Shut the fuck up.
You
shut the fuck up and wait on that thing.
Now,
you
the one hollering about two turbos and stuff like that. You just got on the phone and said, don't be worried about the next man, motor, tire size, blah, 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 but you back it up.
You how the fuck I'm backing up and I ran through. Then we run you. I ain't know shit about you. Had no two turbo. Then we still run you. We ran you. We told you get your ass up there.
How's he backing up on something?
He did more than what any motherfucker do. He did more than what any motherfucker do. Run you.
You know for yourself.
You ain't gonna find no motherfucker out there with a nitrous car, one carburetor, with look like well, Junior. Run you head the fuck up. You ain't gonna find a nail motherfucker out there do that.
There's plenty of people out here to do.
Why
the fuck
you ain't ran them there?
Because they won't run. They ain't got the money. They ain't got $2,500. That's why I ain't ran
the motherfucker. Yeah, talk your ass out. You ain't whatever. I ain't gonna believe that.
I got plenty of folks to do it. Y'all just have fed the rest of the money. He got $1,000 right now. Y'all got the early $1,500?
Hell no,
nope.
You ain't on Twitter. Okay, man.
Okay,
man. Twitter.
Okay, man.
Ain't,
fuck
it
up.
Ain't no
fuck
motherfucking 901 bad boy. Fuck him in it, buddy.
Hell.
You ain't gonna put me in that just a twist. I got some don't go money. Fuck you, man.
Don't go money.
Yeah, damn right.
it's gonna be a gone money, y'all tell the money.
You made it, Monzo. I like you. You made that money game. We scared of you, Turbo Tim. You're right. We scared of you. I ain't never said you scared of me. Now I'm asking you why you won't lock in nobody for other track. You know that everybody knows it. Turbo Tim, if you would have called me yesterday,
I would have locked you in for Montgomery before I locked Tony. I just not gonna lock no 2-3 races in, man. I ain't doing that no
more. You already know I'm trying to run you.
If Tony wanna up that lockup with me and him, just free off lockup. How much did that lockup be that Tony you and Tony got? I'll pay it.
I'm gonna pay that. He's gonna pay that because it'll be like I paid it. He can call and ask Tony, can we not have that locker? I won't be on ass, but I ain't locking in no two three races. I ain't gonna do that.
Okay, you run this man for a fucking $1,000, but you everybody else you talking about, I ain't running for that little shit there. But that's crazy, man.
When did I say that, sir?
That's crazy. You talking about I see you lying a lot too.
I know you lying. He ran a motherfucker for $500 the weekend we ran you. I know you got a goddamn lie. He ran a motherfucker for $500.
But at that when we fucked you up.
But Nick,
Chicken.
Oh, okay.
That's how many goddamn chewing bubble gum. That's what he chewing.
Hey, but Nick, you really ain't got no room to say something. Nothing. Turbo 10 can talk a little bit because he will do a little something.
Crazy.
But
man, I asked you for all them cars that sit similar to me. You want to even run me with that one of them motherfuckers. You want to run me with,
hey,
with that damn King Kong car. But we ain't going there tonight because the fan tired of hearing that shit because you want
to
run me with that one of them motherfuckers you got.
I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Turbo 10. Turbo 10, when I see you, I'm going to run you, man. You can bet your life on that.
I won't lock you in, no more. I guarantee you. I'm going to tell you the same thing you're telling me. If I come
you
out of
the
house,
you want to
say.
Yeah,
Ray. You got to
do it,
Ray. I see you on one play.
Hey, Wick, I'm going to tell you one something. That's the weakest shit I ever heard.
That might be my president. That might be my president.
This is the weakest shit I've ever heard. What is this?
One thing about it, I race you over there, too.
And the
so Tim, I ain't run you in Montgomery. Can you answer that, can you?
I plan today we're going to name the show Weak Bit Tuesday, goddammit. That's a weak shit.
You should name it Weak Bit Tuesday, because you the motherfucker, the damn show, the one who run the show is the motherfucker Weak Bit.
Man, you're the weak motherfucker out there. And you know, okay, I tell you what. Lock the mother. Lock in all three of them bitches with me then.
What I just tell you? What I just tell you, Buttonix? What I just tell you for Wick?
I ain't
talking
to you.
Come on there talking about your motherfucking three cars.
People
are tired of hearing that shit, what you saying, man. We don't want to get that one motherfucking car, man. One motherfucking car.
You
don't understand it.
Lock me in with that goddamn predator, that junior car.
Ain't now
one
I'm getting locked in with. Ain't now one I'm getting locked in with.
Turbo 10, I might have candy cane over there. See what I'm saying? I might have candy cane over there. I don't know what I'm going to bring.
You and Maul doing the two-step. We got some more hands, Maul. I know. We don't do that three-car shit like you said. 708.
Hey, hey.
708. 8152. Mike and Lai, who we speaking with tonight? 708-8152.
I'm just listening, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. All right, 601-2027. 601-2027. All right, Mississippi. Yeah, you going on mute, then. All right, we got 540-3468. Mike and Lyle, who we speaking with tonight? 540-3468. All right, we're going to the next caller. 2-2-4-6386.
Mike is live.
Who's speaking with tonight?
What's up? This is Smooth Criminal, man. I'm just calling in, man. The Smooth Criminal out of Chicago. Just talk about that topic about racing, man. The grudge racing. I think nationally, since everybody has seen all the races the past 2-3 years, man. You know what I'm saying? They didn't seen everybody. Most of the brothers that was racing 2-3 years ago when this grudge came into play, they're not doing that no more, right? But some of the dudes that, you know, you don't hear about, you know what I'm saying, when you go to the local tracks, they grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? They might not be grudge racing for that type of money, but they doing something. I know they grudge race like crazy up here in the shot. So, you know, in Detroit, all that type of stuff, they don't care what you look like. You know, some of their brothers just now taking some of y'all stuff, bringing it to the shot, you know. I look like you, you look like me, I'll race you. You know, back in the day, you know, they didn't care. You know, if they thought they was going to get you, they was coming at you.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's all I want to say, you know. It didn't matter whether you was a class racer or not.
Right. They thought they could get you, pull up the side and got it on.
Damn right. Damn right. That's what it is. But I think what it is a lot of people, you know, you brothers that's out south, know what I'm saying? Y'all do a lot of racing, man, around y'all town because y'all so close. You know what I'm saying? And we only got about 2-3 states we really hit anyway. It's either Wisconsin, Michigan, you know what I'm saying, Illinois, Indiana, that type of thing. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, y'all doing y'all thing, we doing our thing up here. You know, we love to see y'all come up here because we love to see the cars on YouTube. So that's the fascination right there. When y'all come up here, brothers want to see that. You know what I'm saying? We want to see what it really is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's all I want to say, man.
All right, well, I'm not going to mute your mic, man. You can put the phone on mute in case you want to step back in. You can come in at any time.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. You have a good one, man.
Yes, sir.
313-0178. The mic is live. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, it's Timo. I'm looking for Indiana Governor. I'm trying to fuck Leon up this weekend.
There go another one.
Hey, Whip, you shut your punk ass up and go on race Turbo Tim.
How you know that was me?
I done heard you just sit here talking, bagged up, play bubble cards with Turbo Tim. He trying to get at you, man. Put a little hot sauce on your head, baby.
Hey, man.
Well,
I'm going to run him, Kimo.
That what we?
I'm going to run that man again.
Okay. I'm trying to fuck. You know what, though?
I don't believe you're going to run him again.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe you're going to run nobody to jail.
Which leg gonna run him again though? But Mackie, you been out getting in the water? You know that water is hot.
What?
Yeah, that water is hot.
That's the question.
I've been trying to run them balls over there in Tennessee. But hell, I ain't got no result yet.
Man, you ain't trying to run no more.
All right, swear, but nigga, you full of shit.
He having babies and shit. I ain't trying to run no damn battle.
How you trying to run somebody you paid the lockup money? How the fuck you trying to run somebody you don't want to pay the lockup money?
He just had a baby. You know damn well that man ain't trying to grudge. They just had a baby.
What a baby got to do with grudge racing?
You can't go nowhere, motherfucker.
You know you can't go nowhere, motherfucker.
I wish my wife would tell me she's pregnant. I wish my wife would tell me she's pregnant right now.
What next?
Yeah.
How many grudge eating cars running?
I think majority of them
running.
You might have about five, 6 of them down, but majority of them running.
I ain't just kidding. There's only one motherfucker out of grudge eating really want to go. That's Cold Killer and Danye. The rest of them, man, what's going on? Grudge eating falling off?
How in the hell they want to go? And they was at the same place at the same time and didn't even run each other. They over there kissing and shit.
Oh.
Your motherfucker was in Maryland. Danye and Cold Killer was in Maryland together and didn't even run each other. I'm smart. How the fuck they trying to go? Them motherfuckers ain't shit. They kissing and shit, man.
And didn't run nobody else either, Kimo.
They ain't run nobody else and didn't run each other. What that is? You tell me what that is.
I guess they don't want to do no fighting among the organization. Well, look here. We got an event coming up, and we're going to try to fuck up Michigan's governor over here, White Trash. It's time to bring Grudge Inc. out something. You know what I'm saying?
White Trash ain't gonna do shit. That man ain't gonna. He work too much. Every time you talk to him, I'm at work. I'm going on mute. That man ain't gonna do shit.
He be at work now. I can't knock that.
We can't knock that either. There can't nobody knock that. But you know he ain't gonna do nothing. He working too much. He got too many hours on his ass.
Okay. I'm trying to fuck up Michigan governor and Indiana governor all at that picture race this weekend.
You doing a lot of talking around the crew people. You need to run somebody to crew people.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to go this weekend. I'm either going to go or I'm going to sell this motherfucking car, man. This weekend. I either got to raise somebody or this motherfucker got to go. I've been fucking with this bitch 2 years too long.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Sell that motherfucker or race. No excuses. But your tuna, see, your tuna making all that money off you keep on, and you ain't ran nobody.
Well, you know, weird, I had a dip-down fool for a tuna. Didn't know, you know what, he ain't know too much more than me, so...
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I ain't trying to knock his money or nothing. I'm just really what I'm saying is you need to show, you know, you need to the money you spending,
hey,
you
wait,
need to.
Did you hear what I said? I either got to, I'm gonna show up this weekend or I'm either gonna show up to show out. I got to sell this blue bitch of mine. It's a waste of time, man.
You hear that, redneck? It's a waste of sell that piece of shit.
Well, lock me in with them ragged motherfucker y'all got, and we will raise.
Man, yeah, motherfuckers just want to pay that lockup. I got $5,000 worth of lockup this year. I don't want no more.
Let me tell you something. You can try to get it. I'm trying to get it, but you won't lock up. Let me tell you.
Oh, buddy, who won't lock up? Who paid the lockup money?
Who
paid
the
lockup money?
In
Indiana.
Who paid the motherfucking lockup money?
But goddamn it, get
I tell y'all what I'm gonna do. I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm tired of you and Turbo 10 running your mouth. I'm finna call Tony Bynes and see if he wanna unlock this money. Me and him got locked up. Unlock this race. And I'm gonna call him back.
Call Tony Bynes.
Get him on the phone. I'm gonna show you motherfuckers about what I'm about. If Tony wanna unlock this race, me and him got. I'm gonna lock you. I'm gonna lock Turbo Tim in. I got all of them a race for. I owe you one. And then I run you.
I'm
gonna
lock his ass in. Fuck him. Fuck motherfucker.
Yeah. Get on the phone. Cause I don't wanna lock all of them damn races in. Get there and try to do this. That shit too goddamn hit. That's how you don't get grudge races off. When you lock in 3-4 goddamn grudge races, that's how the shit end up don't getting off. I don't wanna do that. I know what they're trying to
Hello.
Do.
More hold the showdown until I come back.
Where
are you going? I gotta call Tony.
I thought we were going to get DJ.
Hold on, how the hell you can call Tony, but you can't call your goddamn co-host, goddammit.
I didn't know what I told him. I thought he was going to get you.
Talking about for big drag race.
Yeah, I don't want to lock all them races in like that, DJ, because, you know, when you lock 2-3 races in,
yeah,
you
I
don't
mean,
do
y'all
going to
be there. And I mean, hey, if y'all can do it, y'all get done. I mean, y'all be in the house, so ain't really too much. You got to really lock in. You know, lock in one or two that you want to get, and anybody
no,
else
sir.
Or something else, don't get off, hop on them.
I'm gonna lock in Hollis Frank. I know I'm a race.
All right.
I'm gonna race you.
You better not like that over here then.
Yeah.
We,
I don't want no more
locked
in,
bro. We don't want no locked in no more.
All we're locked in is money. You like to fight. I know we don't need no fighting going on this track.
Hey, that's
not
gonna be no lockup. I guarantee you, there ain't gonna be no fight. There ain't gonna be no fight.
I don't
fight,
no lockup. I don't
no,
pay no lockup.
No.
I'm trying to tell you.
No.
I don't pay.
There ain't gonna be no fight. See, that's the sign. That high commotion getting on. You trying to fight. Ain't nobody trying to fight. You fighting to
say, if you want me to pay that lockup, if I cat a car up, then you gonna want your money. I ain't gonna pay.
That's what I was saying. Longer though nothing happened. I mean, you know, to let that be the second rate. Y'all locked as long as ain't nothing wrong with
it.
You know,
I'm trying to do BJ, but he don't wanna do that.
I ain't doing none of that. I'm gonna run him when I get
so
there.
He know for one thing, he know he ain't gonna do that.
My word on DJ. DJ, DJ, you got my word. If I be there and don't happen to me,
Damn your word.
Damn
your word.
Ain't no
damn
word.
Damn your word. I got my word. I got my word.
It's terrible. Man, you mad. Why are we arguing about this shit? You my wife. We shouldn't be arguing in front of these people like this. You my wife.
Your wife.
I'm listening to you. I'm going to beat your ass every time I see your country
ass. Goddamn sure I had to beat it. Well, you ain't going to see me no more until you log in as a motherfucking mother side at the Holly Springs. I'm gonna call you on the 21st
at Ronnie Brown race, and I'm gonna lock your fuck ass in for the next day. I promise you that. Since you wanna lock in, I'm gonna lock your ass
in.
I tell you what, then. I told you I'd lock you in for that.
I'm not going to bail out. Tell me.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't wanna lock in. You bullshit. You bullshit.
I'm bullshit.
You bullshit.
Now wait. What's the difference? What's the difference in locking in for
Pat Austin
and locking in for Montgomery?
Because I got to run somebody in Montgomery already. We'll lock up.
I tell you what I do. I'll run you in, Tony. I'll pay Tony to lock up, man. I'll run both of y'all.
You ain't going to pay no lock up for me. You can give me that money. I don't pay lock up. What I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not paying this lockup money. That's what I should have told you.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you could have got, yeah, you,
okay.
You don't pay it. Yeah.
Yeah, you
okay,
don't pay.
And then you were the first one.
You
were the
first
one to get out of here, huh?
No, what I'm saying is that. No,
huh?
if what I'm saying is, if I lock you in the Hot Springs, I'm going to run you. We got several motors back there in that back shop. We got a whole shop. I can fix that motherfucker. Two or three
okay.
transmissions. Only way we don't race you in Hot Springs, we wreck and tear the whole car up. Then I'm going to be trying to run you with the other car.
That's like in Montgomery. Only way I don't
hey,
run you in
Montgomery. Turbo 10. I got Tony Bynes on the line. Tell him what you want to tell him, Turbo.
Tony Bynes. Let me get it.
What's up, man?
Call that down.
Let me talk to Tony. Hey, Tony, you know me and you locked that little race up last night, right? Turbo T feel like I need to give him that race for you. Now, what I was calling you, Tony, didn't I tell you all pay lockups? Didn't I tell you that Montgomery?
Yeah.
What I tell you? I said, I ain't giving you no money. I want to ask you, can we unlock this race so I can lock this idiot in?
Yeah.
Yeah,
ain't no problem with that.
Okay, then lock in $1,000 on whatever we got there said.
We're going to lock in $5
or $25. Hey, Witt, that's at your show, right?
Right.
Oh, you talking about, this is a drag.
You talking about big drag
show.
Okay. Drag show. Yeah, that race is me and you unlock that race, right, Tony?
Right, that's right.
Me and you don't owe each other nothing. It's not a race.
Exactly.
King Kong. I ain't locked the shit up in. That's what your turbo car, right?
That's what that turbo car.
No wheelie bar.
Ain't got no wheelie bar.
Pro Tree 8 Mile.
Flip the lane.
All right, it's locked.
September 22nd. What's
September
that? We ain't got no time on it.
Ain't no time. You got to race for the track over with.
Turbo.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to talk after the show. You hear me?
Now, what you got to say, Turbo? Now, what you got to say now?
Ball fine. Damn,
you
got me.
I had to unlock the race.
Ball fine, what you want to do?
I want you to test on me. So you got to run with every time. You're going to get me around 8 o'clock.
I got the Gangsta Boo 3 going to be ready by then.
On 29.
Wait. Tell them what it's called.
The Gangsta Boo 3. They ain't seen it yet. It'll be out. I guarantee you it'll be there.
God damn.
Lock in the car.
Yeah. Hey, y'all in my home.
No, it's a Nitrous car. No, this is a Nitrous car. It's a Malibu. Nitrous car.
What?
I don't care what it is. Lord, got 29 on wheel bars.
Okay. $300,000.
$300,000. Got to run by 8:30.
I ain't gonna put no time on it. I gotta talk to my boy by the time now.
Then you go back.
No, we all got your time, man. I can't be sitting around all night waiting on just to.
I know. Let me talk to my driver, because I don't know where me and Witt might do it. See, I got to talk to my.
You and Witt, y'all. You and Witt locked in around any time before the track closed.
Just for the
track closed. So you got to go anytime during that time. But you going to do me first.
We're going to have two cars there. Three cars there.
I don't care. I'll run all three of them as long as you got 20 on the wheel.
Hey, Witt, y'all going to have a junior car? You going to have a junior car there?
Hey, Turbo. You
he,
really
he
pissed me off tonight. You done made me unlock them for show money, the Gangsta Boo 2, for show money to run your clown ass. So, you just get
Turbo.
Meet me at the shop, Mark.
Hey, buddy, we got to get that day. Hey,
But nigga, ain't you from Alabama?
Y'all
from Alabama. And that that show is in Alabama, right? Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
What me and you gonna do? Lock in and Hootu and get your Mustang.
Jesse Hootu and get my Mustang.
Yeah.
I ain't jumping in that goddamn spot.
Now you feel what I'm saying?
Tie that goddamn chihuahua up back there, butt naked. Tie that motherfucker up and put him in the kennel.
We tired of that motherfucker.
You really supposed to lock in with the gangster.
Y'all really want me to goddamn
with
y'all. Y'all want me to ring y'all with that bank hand cone 29 with my
28
call.
We ain't got no bank
hand
call.
Man,
we
don't share no. Then y'all goddamn want to ring me with the call on 20. Y'all got two calls on 20. Two of them.
I wouldn't ring that motherfucker bank hand call.
I tell you what. Put 20s on King Kong and lock me in, boy.
Turn up right, right, wrong. We'll double the motherfucking power. We'll run King Kong.
with candy cane, then we're going to run you with candy cane. If not, we'll run you with King Kong. It don't make no difference. We come to race.
Just say
we
King Kong. We're going to lock it in. Just say King Kong.
We ain't gonna lock shit in. I said candy cane. You come and want to pick this and pick that. I let you pick the junior car already. I let you pick the junior car already.
You said I'm on top of everybody on that goddamn choke. You'll lock everybody in with that goddamn junior and that predator car, but motherfucker, you won't lock me in with now one of them.
You got two carburetors. You got two carburetors.
That motherfucker got four link up on it.
It ain't got no phone link on it. Bet, what you want to bet on it?
It ain't got
what the
stuff.
Fuck you want to bet on it?
It got
what the fuck you
want to
bet on it?
That phone link on
what the fuck you
want to
bet on it? I said
what
the fuck you want to bet on it?
What you
want to
bet?
Since you know so motherfucker. What the fuck you want to bet on it?
How much you want to bet?
I bet you this right here. I go to the shop and take pictures up under that motherfucker. Any goddamn chassis man in the world tell you that's a back half car, I'm going to give you $1,000.
Motherfucker, I said
they
got four
link of lamp bulb. We can call the baddest chassis man. We call Hank Hill. Call Hank Hill, one of the baddest motherfuckers around, or whoever. And
I don't need nobody to validate that. If that bitch ain't got no goddamn ball that sit like stock, that bitch is goddamn four link of lamp bulb. One of the
you just want to talk.
It ain't back half though. It's lamp bulb.
All right,
you just want to talk, but Nick.
So what I'm saying is that motherfucker don't sit like me if y'all trying to say I don't sit like him.
Shit, that's the same shit as long as it ain't back ass.
You got a phone ring. You got a phone ring, butt naked.
I ain't
got
no phone
ring.
You ain't
got
a phone
ring.
Well, like, you ain't
even
got a phone
ring. What you want to bet on that? I bet you got a phone ring.
Now, butt naked. Now, y'all just got to talk, man. Don't worry about the tie side, what they got, motor, nothing like that.
Hold on. Didn't I lock you in, CC?
Go ahead, Turbo. Bring it out, Turbo.
You need to talk that shit to her, butt naked. Don't talk that shit to
her. No, it's you.
You the man, Rich. You and Mark is the man.
All right, then. Shut the fuck up, then. Get ready.
I'm going to fuck with y'all, man.
You finally got a motherfucker FBI out of Alabama. Why would we do to y'all, motherfucker?
CC.
Well, I believe y'all made CC hot, goddamn, with that bullshit.
CC.
He calling Jody
now. Trying to make sure they can see that.
What's gonna be real good? That's a damn show.
Huh?
You goddamn right. One thing about it, look like it's gonna be damn good.
So real. And you better have your little hot head ass there, nigga. I'm gonna knock spark out your head.
Hey, I promise you this, brother. I promise. If I'm there.
I forgot you said I'm gonna be glued to you, boy. You hear me?
I'm different when it comes to my car, man.
So the car ain't gonna be ready. You ain't gonna come to the race, drag race. That what you saying?
I gotta be there regardless.
You said King Kong gonna be there too?
Man, I'm the only motherfucker bring you at the bushes, you chicken motherfucker.
Hey, you said King Kong gonna be that motherfucker?
Yeah, motherfucker.
All right, what you wanna do? What you wanna do with that King Kong car?
I'm already locked in with Turbo Tim. I ain't gonna lock nothing in with it, but if you there and I like what I see, you like what you see, we can race.
Hey, Turbo Tim.
Hey, I'm on here. What's up? Hey,
what y'all like? What y'all running?
It don't matter. Close the track, like me and you.
Hell no. We're going to run right at dark.
We're going to run for the track club. We ain't got no time on our race.
Nah, man. Come on, man. We ain't going to do all that shit with, man. I like to race and get
what the
fuck on and get sanctioned head up, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to race you. I'm going to race you before I get, you know, I'm going to race you before I get unsafe, for sure.
Well, we'll say 8 o'clock then. How about 8:30?
I ain't going to put no time on it. What is
God damn.
I ain't putting no time on it because it be, when you have big grudge races like
this,
you know, like we was over at Bears race. I'm glad I ain't putting no time on that race. You got a lot of cluttering going on in the lane. You can't hardly test them cars. So, hey, I'm going to run you
man,
over
the come on, man. You know Mike. Come on. When it comes to the grudge race, you know Mike never slide along through that. Come on with that bullshit.
Man, that same bullshit Bears here. We ain't going to that bullshit, BB.
You lock. I want a date with
man,
you.
All them bitches y'all got a date with the goddamn predator. What's up,
predator?
Hey,
wait, we got one more. What about the kid?